Here are you.
What's up?
Going on?
Nathan.
Nathan, all right.
Nathan.
How's the weather treating y'all down there?
Summer is back. It has been 40-degree mornings and 80-degree afternoons.
We had two of those days up here, like a 40-degree morning and 80-degree afternoon, but now the rest of the day has been 40-degree mornings and then 60-degree evenings, so.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, it's climate change, so, you know, it is what it is.
How was your week?
What are we doing? I came back to chaos from vacation. After my nice little Virginia getaway,
Oh, yeah.
so you know we was down. We was I don't know if I told you who we was with, but my boy who was throwing the party is Levi Little from Blackstreet's cousin. So he's hanging out with the niggas from Blackstreet most of the weekend.
It was a good
Yeah,
time.
very good time. Yeah, I'm gonna post a video of he was when they were singing Well, when Levi was doing his verse on Don't Wanna Lose You. Yeah, he was doing it right in front of him. We was on a cruise. I was like, yo, this is a legendary R&B guy. Just singing his shit. But, you know, we know, we went to his house, hung out. It was a real good time. Very good time. Like,
That's good.
real cool little trip. You know, the weather was gorgeous in Virginia the whole weekend. That helped out too. Every day was like 75 degrees and breezy. Like, yeah, so it was a real good time. You saw the video from the party, the throwback party. So,
Yes, that's how you fit.
yeah, out there, call me Silky Slim Johnson. They was like, they're like, you look just like the nigga from the Kevin Hart shit. I was like, yeah, that's who I was going for. I was like, they're like, you look just like that nigga. And then my cousin was supposed to be a Mac, but. You know, he ain't got no skills with the ladies, so we didn't get to pull nothing. And we ain't pull nothing while we was there.
Oh, Lord.
He almost won the competition. He got second place to some nigga with a goldfish in the shoes that threw out money. So,
Oh, shit.
yeah, he wasn't throwing out no money. He's like, I'll throw out an EBT card.
Oh, God.
Ain't gonna be no money here, dummy. Yeah. Yeah, so you know, I came back. They had fired somebody, and then ended up promoting me to another position. So I was like, "Whatever,
Oh,
man.
wow.
It is what it is." But I'll always take more money, my man. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
I will always take more money. So.
But I was away this weekend in North Carolina for a podcast show. That
Oh
was pretty
yeah.
good.
Which one?
The couch session with
Oh,
Ari
okay.
Turpin.
Fair
And he was just talking about how he started a podcast. He had a few topics. It was interactive with the crowd. He had a few performances and on some vendors, and I met some people, so it was good. He had food, drink.
enough.
It was
Ah,
a good
good networking
time.
event.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Good
So
networking
that drive there, though, oh my God, it was me and the Lord dungeon. It was me and the Lord.
event.
That was
Was
a. I was so tired from me working at the office that week, and then I took that drive that Saturday morning.
worth? How long was it?
And 7 hours.
Damn, you drove longer than we did. Our drove was only like five and a half, six. Dude, you better hold
Yeah, it
this.
was 7 hours. I
Nothing.
was so tired, and I got there and I took an hour nap just in time to go to the show. Did the show, talked on the show with him, came back, and I was knocked out until he got off on Sunday.
I'm mad at
Yeah, it was a good time. A good time
that.
away from the girls, and then coming back wasn't so bad because I was rested, so it was cool. And then I took off Monday because I didn't know how I was gonna feel, so I was like, let me just take Monday off. But today tried to redeem itself and become a Monday at work. I was like, what the hell with these calls? It was just so many people just fucking up people's accounts. And I'm just like, the undoing of the fuck up was 2 hour calls, 3 hours calls, 90 hours. Y'all are tripping.
Yeah, no, I could imagine.
I said, I can't wait to get off. I need to clock out. This ain't it. I said, this new update that they did for my position needs to come with a crazy pay increase.
They be acting like it doesn't, but we know it
Let me
does.
tell you something, because I'm just like, dog, this is a whole other job position that y'all trying to integrate on something we were already doing. It's just super intense, and it's just like it's really inefficiency in communication between departments. And what's so crazy is, as a company, they're making themselves look worse to the customer, because when a customer comes in and they speak to who they're supposed to speak to, they're not saying, "Oh, this person made a hiccup." They're saying, as a company, you look shitty.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm just like, whoever created these three new systems didn't take into consideration that you're going to lose a lot of clients opposed to the ones that stay. And on top of you losing a lot of clients, you got people that has been working for this company for 30 plus years, just like, no, I'm not dealing with this. I'm retiring. You know what I'm saying? So.
People be thinking like, oh, they won't leave. You be like, okay.
Yes. This
you
is
gonna
another
learn
thing too. You gotta be making a crazy amount of money to allow yourself to be irritated all throughout the day.
today. Yeah,
In
exactly.
my
All
opinion,
throughout the day.
me personally, and I said, this company's not paying me enough for what I had to do today.
I ain't
You know what I'm saying? So. Whatever, that's done. What am I doing this weekend? I have a mandatory lunch date with a friend tomorrow.
at it.
When your friends let you know, we
You,
don't go out enough, or
yeah, you ain't been
you always
around.
go out with these people, but you don't never come out with me. And I'm just like, oh my God. I was like,
Yeah.
okay, once a month, every month, I'll make it a thing where I specifically go out with you and do something. So, tomorrow's that lunch date, and then I was asked to come organize a friend's place on Sunday while they're away. So I'll be doing that on Sunday. So yeah, that's basically my weekend. I would tell you about Homeboy, but Homeboy might be listening. So
Oh,
we're gonna leave that alone.
might
But
be listening up.
it's a big question mark on that, because
I
I feel like I'm checking out. I feel like I'm checking out, because don't want to have to pull teeth for you to do something.
Here we go.
So.
Sabotage, sabotage, sabotage.
But I'm not the one sabotaging Dungeon, it's him.
Sabotage,
So
sabotage,
I'm just
sabotage.
like, whatever. But somebody else is being a bit more consistent and more intentional, so I'm not really worried about it. It's just like, whatever.
Just give it a little time, just give it some time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop rushing into it needs to be that. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Just be
But
like, yeah.
anyway, speaking of annoyance and frustrations, tonight's topic is that. Okay? Tonight's topic for the Real Relationship Report is people who don't know how to act on their birthday, okay? Birthday bullshit has to stop. That's what we're talking about tonight. What's up, black guy? This is episode 17, and How I want to start this. This could be really quick, really easy. I hope people come in here and drop what they annoyed by with people's birthdays. But I personally feel like anybody that's 25 plus, your birthday should get personal and more tight-knit. Okay? Not a party of 500 people. Not let me tell you what to wear to my party. Not expecting people to drop everything for your birthday. I feel like we are all fucking adults. So be for real. Okay? Today, we're talking about what you don't do on your birthday versus options you may partake in when your birthday comes up. Because I feel like some people get so self-centered when it's their birthday that they just feel like your world is supposed to stop for what they got going on. And that's not how that fucking works. No, mostly no. mostly women turn into the bitchiest people when their birthday come around. To the point where I'm just like, you should be able to prepare for your birthday because your birthday is the same motherfucking day it is for the last how many years you've been alive. I don't understand why you ordering shit the week of your birthday. I don't understand why you ain't got the appointment for your hair to get done. I don't understand why you expecting all your friends to be off on one weekend. What are we talking about?
Well, I want to throw this in before you get started going on these people. You also, especially at the 25, let me explain something to y'all. Your birthday ain't important except for on certain days. Oh. You only get certain birthdays that we need to actually really recognize you. You know, after that 21st, it's only the decades then after that. Your 30s is important. Your 40s is important. Your 50s is important. Then after that, you know, you should own a home and all that. Where you ain't got to set all this. Ain't nobody coming to close for you for 60, 70, and 80. Stupid. Right. So you better have a house that you can host a party in where people come over with their grown-ass kids and wheelchair your old asses into each other and enjoy yourselves. Like the people who do this and become obnoxious are that way because their friends let them be. Mm. Me and my circle, nobody gets it. Like, you get a dinner, and it's if we're available. And if we're not available on your birthday, we reschedule till the following weekend or a date that we're all available. Yes. Nobody's stopping their life because you had a fucking birthday. Nigga, this is your 45th. We done did 45 of these things.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, we good. You're not about to die today. So if you good and in good health and your birthday happens to be on that day we can't make it, have some people in your life that care enough about you where they can be around every damn day on your birthday then. Be in a relationship where your wife or husband has to celebrate you on that day every damn day of the year and can't take the day off.
Yeah.
But if you are single, stop fucking and bothering your friends and harassing them and having multiple functions for your raggedy-ass random birthday. If it's the 50th, the 60th, okay, we got that. Those are big ones. 40th, we got it. 30th, we got it. Mm-hmm. Stop all this shit on it's my 36th birthday. We're going to all fly to Paris and put on bazooka outfits and fly off the mountain. Get the fuck out. Ain't nobody doing all that with you. You are not that important, and you ain't got that kind of money. Because you're expecting all of us to pay for you.
Right.
There's a lot of BS you broke people be doing on your birthdays to try and pull that shit off.
That's a fact. I'll say this and I'll play the messages. My last big birthday celebration was my 25th. And I don't really think it was big or whatever. But we had it was like a surprise birthday dinner at, I think it's called Sofrita's or something in New York. And basically, a lot of my friends showed up. My boyfriend at the time, he couldn't be there. He was in LA. So he collabed with one of my friends to sneak by me this purse that I wanted at Furla and have it delivered. So that was nice. And two of my friends got me like a train ride to go see my mom.
Nice.
That was in Florida. That was nice. And everybody pitched in and they paid for my dinner. It was about like 10 people total. Not everybody knew each other, but they knew where to show up. And then it just so happened to be my old boss's birthday celebration at the same restaurant, same night. So I saw her too. That's it. And I think the dinner came up to like maybe $1,100. And everybody took care of it. And it was a no yelling, no drama. Everybody had a good time. We went home. Everything was cool. And I feel like 25, that's it. I don't need no huge celebration for my 30th. I don't need no huge celebration for my 40th. Now, 50, I would love to see people I'm very close to, people that know my kids, people that know my mom, my family. But I'm not like, oh, all the people that I knew from kindergarten gotta be there. Everybody from the block gotta. No. I feel like as you get older, your birthday should get more intimate, more low key. I'm a person where I feel like by the time I'm 50, I should have a big enough house with a big enough space on my property to have people come and celebrate.
And that's exactly what I'm gonna do for my 50th.
Okay.
Big enough house, we're big enough, we're gonna have it in the backyard. I'll get it decorated. I'll have people come out. Like, I know it's gonna be, I ain't gonna have to go nowhere for my 50th. It's gonna be right at the crib. And that's it.
Oh. And if people get so lit that they can't drive, hey, there's space for you to sleep here. Because I would rather feel comfortable knowing either you got home safe or you can't drive and you stayed. You know what I'm saying? Like let's buy the bar at the club, let's get a section. That's stupid
Nah,
shit.
we're not doing that.
That's we in our 20s dumb shit.
But not at 50, we're not doing that. At 50, we are not doing that. That's ridiculous. Like, have some class and demure about yourself. Isn't that the word you poor people are using this year? Demure. You finally learned what that meant? And y'all just figured out what bougie was a couple of years ago when Amigos started using it. Y'all didn't know that was a word either.
I'm gonna run through these messages.
Yo, big up. She gets it. Big up,
What's
Dungeon.
up?
Hope you're having a good Friday weekend kicking in for that. But talking about the topic that you're mentioning, every year on the 28th of May or the bank holiday in the UK for my birthday, it always is a little bit sunny in Manchester, UK, where I'm from. So I always throw a barbecue for my own birthday. I go out and get some brisket, I go get some ribs, I go and get a load of steaks, and I cook it all for family members and close, like best friends and close friends who have like looked after me through the years and been there for me. And I don't care about any presents or anything. All I say is, if you're turning up, bring a bottle of rum. And I feel like that's my way of saying thank you to everyone who's been there for me, but also having a good time and a bit of a let loose for everyone, as it's a bank holiday, an extra day to recover. Big love,
You got that right. You got that 100% right.
That's on one of my birthday yes lists. A fucking barbecue.
Yeah, that's definitely a good look. Birthday barbecue and you cook? You know
A good look.
That's only because for the people that think something like that, if you have real type of friends and stuff, hopefully you don't even have to worry about that. They're already set up that they'll make time and maybe even take a day off, or if not the same day on your birthday or next week or something, you just plan ahead or whatever, and then next week they got you on your birthday week or whatever. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know.
Yes, that's what you do when you got friends with common sense.
Exactly. And money. Friends
That
with common
too.
sense and money.
That's a big one.
There's no need to rush it. We're gonna have money next week.
Yes. What list you want to do first? Do you want to do the birthday no's list or the birthday yes list?
Let's do the birthday nose first.
All right. On my list for a birthday, no, I have do not expect my whole fucking weekend for your birthday.
Oh, yes. That's what I was just saying. Like, yo, stop ODing. Stop it. wasting everybody's money. Ain't anybody spending no trip money for your goddamn birthday. Stop being selfish.
That's a fact. Do not expect. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. It on a list that you have for your birthday from me. Yeah, I feel like that type of shit is for your man or your woman.
Yes. So they don't fuck up.
Okay. No last-minute plans. Do not last-minute plan me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't. I cannot do that. Do not expect me to stay long, because I'm one of those people where I'm going to come, I'm going to show up, I'm going to bring you something, I'm going to stay for the cake, I'm going to stay for the toast, I'm going to dance a little bit, I'm going to take some pictures, but I'm not staying until everybody leaves.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
It's just not happening. This is a big one for me. Your friends are not mine.
Wow, there you go.
Because this is for mostly women too. I think men do a good job at being cool and not feeling this pressure to have to mingle and have to like people. But women, when it's a common main friend's birthday, women come in and then they try to like scope the energy and they try to see if they want to be nasty nice or phony or cordial or nice or ignore you or see how close y'all are with the friend versus how close they are with the friend. I'm just like, what is this phony ass energy I'm feeling?
Yeah, the jealousy.
It's so dumb. So, yeah, I don't like that. I like the fact that we share a common friend, but we don't have to be friends because that's our friend. That's the type of person I am. If you're cool and I like you and we, you know, bond, that's fine. But I'm not about to be no bitch because I don't know you and you don't know me, but we share a friend.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's a no for me. I don't need to do 12 shots on your birthday because you're doing 12 shots. Okay, I'm the type of person where if you want everybody at the party to have a shot, depending on how I'm feeling, I'll hold that shot glass with liquor in it and I'll pass it to somebody else so they can drink it. If I don't want to drink what you giving people to drink, I don't have no means inside me to be like, I have to drink this because they gave it to me. Yeah. I'm not a liquor drinker. And if I do drink liquor, I have to be physically in my house.
So you don't have to worry about anything.
You're right. Or with somebody I trust to drive me the fuck home.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because most of the times, if I do go out, I have to leave the place that I went out at and go pick up the girls and go home. So I can't be feeling no type of way driving with kids in my car.
Yeah, right.
Fighting with the person you're in a relationship with on your birthday. I want no parts.
That's pure selfishness. And okay. that's a red flag. Any part that you have that feels on the special day that's about you, it needs to become about them or starts a fight on that day. They don't truly love you, and they're actually jealous of you, and there's no reason for you to be with them. Why would you be with somebody who feels it's their duty and they're supposed to be your partner to make you miserable or unhappy on your special day? They're going around and be like, this should be about me. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. And that's definitely a red flag where you should be like, yeah, you're not the one for me. Because that's not going to stop. That will continue forever. Because they secretly are envious of you. And you can't date or be in love or have a relationship or build with someone who is jealous of you. Yeah, it's just that will never work.
That is definitely not going to work. The next one is people that be like, oh, it's my birthday month. Come on. Your birthday will not be celebrated all month. Now, personally.
Not by me.
Right. If you have this thing where every day of this month, I'm going to do this for myself.
Yeah,
great.
That's cool.
I love that for you. But every day of that month, I do not have to be included in the things you want to do for your birthday.
Not at all. Not even more.
Okay. That's some childish shit. This is not the 30 days of Shan. This is not it, okay? We're not doing this. Not even Christmas gets 30 days of Christmas, okay? The next one is allowing your feelings to ruin your day. People who can't get control of their feelings or a couple of plans not going as it should and just making that one thing ruin the whole energy for the day, or you couldn't get the color car you wanted, or they didn't deliver this, so all the plans is canceled. People like that give me fucking anxiety.
Small child shit.
Okay, because if I took off of work, if I got a sitter, if I purchased dresses or whatever I needed to purchase to show up for an event, and because you didn't get a pair of shoes in or you couldn't go to the hairdresser that you wanted to go to for whatever reason and you cancel everything, do not talk to me.
Now we good.
That would be the first and the last birthday event I set aside for you.
Better believe that.
So a lot of people have this thing on their birthdays where they become very selfish and self-centered, and they feel like when you can't do something on their birthday, you're doing it against them, when really the world is not against you, but the world does not revolve around you. Shit be happening.
That's it. Plain and simple.
Okay. Last but not least, do not invite broke people to events on your birthday.
Yes. 100%
agree. I'm going to say this one more time. Do not invite broke people to events on your birthday, because I guarantee you, I'm not paying for nobody's drinks or duck or lobster at the table and splitting the fucking check. I'm not doing it.
Berkey.
If you came in here with $20, why are you even in the menu? Okay.
That's facts.
If anybody's paying for anybody, we're supposed to be paying for the birthday person. Paying for the guy's birthday, paying for the girl's birthday, paying for the guy's drinks, paying for the girl's drinks. But we're not paying for peasants at the table. We're not doing it. If you took your ass on a motherfucking birthday trip or a cruise, and you knew you ain't had no money to be going on this trip, and you on there trying to do the all-inclusive drinks and food and shit, and when we want to go do excursions and go on the island and shit, you can't go because you ain't got no fucking money? Don't look over here. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me, black guy, 1, 2, 3.
Do not look at me. And when you get back home and your rent been due for the last 3 days, you just like, oh, can I have an extension? That shit's on you.
Embarrassing. Pathetic.
Because I'm the type of person that if I'm going on a trip, my house is clean prior to me leaving. My bills are paid prior to me leaving.
Yep.
And when I come back, I got enough money until I get paid again.
And there's food in the fridge and dinner to be cooked.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, what are y'all doing?
Being broke, trying to live lives you can't afford.
Insane. Play this message.
Real relationship rapport. People who don't know how to act on their B-day. What's going on? She gets it pie.
What's up?
Hey, Dungeon. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. I'm listening.
What up? What up?
What's up? You're talking about how people don't act right. But that's what I had on my no list. Do you have any no's that I missed?
No, I think you pretty much covered all the main ones, because mine was like, you know, the whole thing about the kind of what you said, where we're not going to do this whole month thing.
Nope.
The biggest thing, not bringing out no brokies.
Okay.
And, you know, people being jealous and, you know, having problems and issues on your birthday is red flag.
Right.
The biggest thing I would say, like, I think I fully agree even more. I want to reiterate, when you have a list of what you want, that is only for your significant other.
Right.
Nobody owes you a gift. The gift is them coming out and celebrating you. The gift is you living to see another year. Now, if your significant other is like, yeah, you know, I'm expecting a gift. Here's a list of what I want so this don't get fucked up. That's fine. Because I fully believe in that because of the fact that I don't want you to buy me a gift that I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just sit and pretend like I like it when I don't. You know,
exactly.
So I'd rather you have a list, you have options, and be like, oh yeah, this is what my man wants, I got him. This is what my girl wants, I got her. You know what I mean? Let's move forward and not have no drama. Because that's where a lot of drama comes from. Like, the being broke on your people's birthday, that will cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
Because they be like, damn, much as I do for this person throughout the year, much as I help support their life, and now it's my turn and they can't give me anything. That's annoying. And that's when people will start to resent you. Those are the moments when the resentment will finally kick in. Or somebody's like, you know what? I'm starting to not like your broke ass.
Right.
You know, hey, ladies, it's real cool to date that broke drug dealer until you had a third or fourth birthday where he doing the same thing, offering dick the same way you bitches offer pussy on fucking Valentine's Day. Hey, baby, you know. Nigga, it's my 40th birthday. What you got me? This dick. I had that on my 37th, 38th, and 39th birthday, motherfucker. What's for my 40th? Hey, man, baby, man. I don't work. You know, I don't work. Like, you got to take care of your nigga. Just love. Be loyal. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of stupid, ignorant ideas that y'all got, which is why you don't realize how you're being played and wasting time in these relationships. You know? But, yeah, Shan basically got all the don'ts. Easily laid up there for y'all.
Love it. Okay, down to these motherfucking birthday guesses. Okay, this is what you do. These are options that you should do. Homeboy said it already. One of them is a barbecue. Throw a barbecue. Have people that care about you, people that know what you like, come through with goodies in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's showing up to a birthday party empty-handed. Nobody should be showing up to a birthday party expecting more than what's there that they did not bring.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think barbecue is cool, backyard vibes. You don't have no restrictions, really. You can drink what's there, drink what you brought, stay longer, play good music, be around people you know. You ain't got to worry about watching this, watching that. Who's this? Who's
that?
I like it. Okay. The next birthday yes would be, tell me about a birthday trip or a birthday weekend or a birthday cruise at least 2 months in advance so I could put in for my time to be off, so I could situate kids, so I can put some money to the side and be able to put a trip on my credit card and pay it off by the time I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Don't tell me about no weekend trip, no weekend getaway, no I need to catch a flight and go here. Everything's going to be all inclusive. All you got to do is pay for this. Don't tell me about that a week before. Like, be grateful. This is a good one for me, a big one. Be grateful.
Yes. Please.
Did I remember? Did I send you flowers? Did I buy your favorite? I don't know. Did I, I know you've been eyeing, you know, these shoes. Did I talk to a friend of mine that I know could give me a hookup on this because I know you wanted it? I appreciate and I'm grateful for friends and people that know me that pay attention to the small details. I'm not concerned about how much money you spent on me. I'm not concerned about how big a ring is. I'm not concerned about how grand a gesture was. I appreciate small details, subtleties, things you know about me that you do without me asking. And I'm going to remember that shit forever.
There you go.
Oh, just be grateful on your birthday for whatever happens. A birthday dinner of 5 to 9 people is pretty good.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. That's good conversation. That's a good mixture of a group. That's people that you ain't got to worry about. Do they have money? Do they have their card? Did this person send me money? How many drinks did you have? It's going to be none of that bullshit in that group. It should be.
Nah, not at all.
The next thing, a home low-key get-together is good with it.
Go with anybody that got a house. Yes. Preach.
You ain't and you want to do a movie night for your birthday, that's cool. Set up the fucking screen. You could do it in your backyard. You could get the seating. You could have the food, the popcorn, the drinks, whatever. The dessert. You know, you have your fucking cake. You blow out the cake. You share a couple of laughs and people go to fuck home.
Yeah, plain and simple.
Okay.
Right,
it's completely fine also. Anything that's maybe an hour to 2 hour drive, you know, maybe you rent a house for the weekend. You did that. Where you get a house, you have people come through, it's a good time for everybody. Maybe it's not you went to another country, maybe it's not you go to an island, but you had a mini getaway. And your celebration became a mini vacation for people who really can't take off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a good idea. Or, and this is something I've been liking personally, you do a low-key, I'm not telling nobody it's my birthday, but I'm off on my birthday, and you just do spa-like shit all fucking day.
There you go.
Your hair, your body massage, a facial, maybe you go to the chiropractor, you get your toes done, you get your nails done, you buy your favorite products for like your hygiene, you might buy you some new cologne. Every birthday I gift myself something I like.
Yeah, exactly.
I say I don't tell the guy that I'm fucking, ooh, I would love to have this perfume. I bought it myself. If he buys me something, I got two, or I got this too. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm very, as a woman, I'm very big on, I would never agree to go to a restaurant with a man and ask him what can he afford or what's the budget. I'm not picking nothing on that fucking menu that I can't buy myself.
Exactly.
And I think if more women walked into a date or a restaurant or an event with that mindset, they wouldn't be doing extreme shit and expecting this man to just pay for it.
Exactly.
If a man can't pay for it, to pay for it yourself. But anyway, we could do that. What's another one? You could do updates on your fucking home. It's your fucking birthday. I bought a balcony for my bedroom.
Let's go.
I redid my closet. I put a pond in the backyard. This is the thing that happens as you get older. When you buy a house or you start adulting the right way, you do small updates on the things that you use the most or you're around the most. And you don't have to tell the world, look what I'm doing. You can redo your fucking kitchen. You can update your garage. You can add a bigger closet to your bedroom. You can get another IRA account and move some money into that hoe. And not we have to expand the way we take care of ourselves.
Yeah. That's 100% right.
Okay, and a lot of people, what I've been seeing a lot of people do is they're realizing that when you live in the U.S., the way that we have to take care of our health is completely marginalized to the point where it's this 300% markup on how much it costs. If you can go to Turkey and get a whole body physical done for $600, bitch, and pay for the ticket, take your ass to Turkey on your birthday and go handle that.
Which is crazy.
But it's real. Like, the way that we have to take care of ourselves, how much we pay to get our teeth cleaned, how much we pay to find, like, you know, any diseases that we might be likely to have by our blood and have it paid for here compared to what it costs in other countries. And a lot of families are picking a day or a weekend in the year and saying, we're going to go to Asia and we're going to do all this medical shit here for $1,200 and we're going to come home.
And when are people going to start doing that enough where they change shit in this raggedy-ass country? You know what I mean? Like, instead of being like, oh, that's all right. Just because we don't have missiles pouring down on us every day, you know, God, thank God. You know, I ain't going to sit there and act like that's minimal. But missiles pouring down on us day and, you know, just openly every day watching children get killed in the streets and all that doesn't mean that we are to be taken advantage of in every other aspect of life.
Right.
Hey, just be happy we're not openly killing you motherfuckers. So therefore, you get raped and everything else. You're like, no, that's not how that's supposed to work. They're not openly killing motherfuckers in Turkey, and they're getting good health care too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? So,
like, I think when you're around wise people that do smart things with their money, then you learn ways to beat this system that we have. For instance, I think there's a state where you don't have to pay that much in your car taxes if you purchase it there. I think it's Washington or some shit. And a lot of people get their high-end luxury cars from there and they get it shipped.
Yeah, why not?
I think living in America is more so learning.
Strategic.
Right? And so I think gifting ourselves on our birthdays is more like use the wisdom you have from what you learned and go see about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You could do updates on your home. I said that. You can upgrade your car and don't say shit. You know what I'm saying? If that's something you want to do for you, do it for you. You can buy your own shit. There's nothing wrong with buying your own shit. This need to be like, oh, I got the money. I just like when a man gives me his card. Or I got the money, but I just don't see the point in me getting an apartment. I can just have my car and just be with bitches and just stay at their place. A lot of people do that. But the real stunt is not having to deal with nobody's mouth, nobody's don't want to, and having your own shit, being able to be around your own place of peace, being able to be in a position to help family or a friend if they need to stay by your place. A lot of people, for some reason, find a way to prioritize having relationships with people who don't have their shit together while they don't have their shit together. Y'all not even a benefit for each other.
Yeah, they love that. They love that. And, oh, I come across a man who does have his shit together who might be able to help me get my shit together. Nah, I'd rather just date a brokey and then pretend like by us doing Uber together, he got money.
And I think a lot of people have to know when is a good time to have certain wants, and a lot of people struggle with that. Maybe that's the show we need to have. When is a good time for you to be dating? When you have your shit together.
Yeah, not because you feel like it.
I'm not saying you don't deserve to be loved. I'm not saying you don't deserve nice things. But I'm saying the best time to get to know another person or let another person know that you are fond of them is when you can stand up confidently about your shit. So if you feel like you don't have a place right now, you're sleeping on somebody's couch, this is not a time for you to date.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a vehicle to get to and from, this is not a good time for you to date, especially if you're a man, because if you're talking to a woman, she expects you to lead. How are you about to lead a woman and you don't have a car?
No respect.
Not 1960s where people took the bus and people took the train and you're in a major city. A lot of people don't live in major cities, and the way that you have to get around is a car. And a lot of people don't have certain things in place that adults are supposed to have, and then they say, oh, this person shitted on me, or they were judging me because I don't have this and I don't have that. They're not judging you, but if I'm working, you know, and making a certain amount of money and providing for myself, and I have a home and I have a car and I could pay for my own groceries and I could pay for my own bills, I can't mentally bring my brain down to be like, I should be completely comfortable and confident talking to a man that's walking to and from his friend's house and he's looking for a job.
And maybe not even looking for a job.
Okay, hence walking to and from his friend's house. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's just certain decision making that's just not smart for where you're at. And I think a lot of times, hence Corey Holcomb, he said it best this week when he was like, I date women who are a bit more poor and need me. Because when you with a woman that don't need you, she feel like she can tell you shit and talk back. When you with a woman that needs you because she ain't got shit, she gonna shut up.
So, besides what he said there, somebody brought out the red flags of an independent woman versus a self-sufficient woman.
Yes.
They're like, the red flag is the independent woman because she's the one that's hard on for not needing anyone.
Yeah.
And if you try to date her, she'll be like, I don't need you. And the whole time, everything will be sabotaged by, who needs your ass? Fuck out of here. I don't need you. You're the worthless. Hey, you don't mean shit to me. As opposed to dating a self-sufficient woman who's like, yeah, I have it all, but I could also build.
Yes.
If I meet somebody on my level, I'm willing to build. And I think a lot of people don't understand that that's the thing. It's like, yo, find yourself a self-sufficient woman, not an independent woman. Independent woman talk all that shit. Oh, nobody can fuck with me. Gee, and the soldier, shut up. You know what I mean? Like,
a self-sufficient woman, which I would say I am.
Uh-huh.
I could do it myself, but I don't want to always do it myself. And if I'm in a relationship, it's not because I have to be in the relationship, but it's because I want the relationship I'm in. I want you here. And sometimes with some men, that's not enough for them to feel secure that you're not ever going to have the option to remove them from your life or for them not to be there. Some men, based upon their inner insecurities, want to feel like this woman has no choice. She's not going to leave me. She's not going to kick me out because if I'm not here, she can't survive. And that's the scary shit behind some men's mindsets like Corey, because it's like, if he can't have a woman under his thumb, then it's too much. She's doing too much. And sometimes when it comes to birthday celebrations, if you're with someone who is jealous or they feel like somebody came to your party that's better off than they are or can do more, they start feeling insecure. They start creating a problem. They start saying, well, who does this person think he is? Or why they had to bring that car out when they could have drove that car? Or they just to show off. They're not showing off, but you clearly feel a type of way because of how they take care of themselves. And this could be with men or women.
You a hater.
Period. And I don't, like, me personally, I don't understand why people can't admire how people live or how people take care of themselves and use that as a motivator.
Because it's easier to hate.
Okay? So, just be mindful of that. And a lot of shit like that, envy and nasty ways of thinking, it comes out around people's birthdays, is why I'm bringing it up. It comes out around people's weddings. And it comes out around people's anniversary dinners. And it's subtleties that you may not see in certain people, whether you're related, whether it's a friend from high school that's always been around, or a cousin or an auntie. Like, a lot of our older generation of people, they do not like seeing younger people live a life they weren't able to live because they feel like you should have had more challenges. A lot of people that you work with may not like how fast you get to move up in a company because they couldn't move up that fast. And a lot of people in your relationships with do not want you doing better than them, because then they'll feel like they're an option, not mandatory. So just be mindful. But yeah, please stop the birthday bullshit. Having a birthday each year is a gift to yourself, first of all. If anybody else wants to join you in celebrating that, that's icing on the cake. But this birthday shit is not about you. I don't even make my birthday shit a big thing when it comes to people that I'm in a relationship with. It's just nice if you do something extra, but if you don't, I'm cool with, let's go out to eat. I'm cool with, let's go to the movies. I'm cool with, let's just have a day together. I don't need you taking me to a surprise dinner, proposing, taking me to the beach, making sure you get a hotel room with my name all over the fucking bed. I don't need that. And I'm not setting up no camera so the world can see what you did for me.
Exactly.
Okay? So I just wish people a life of authentic, genuine interest in birthdays, and not none of this phony shit. Because a lot of the relationships and birthday celebrations you see on the gram or on TikTok or on Twitter or on video shit, it's a lot of hateful people up in that room. Okay? So y'all be easy. Y'all enjoy y'all goddamn weekend, because I know I am. And yeah, that was it for the relationship report today. We'll be back in November with two more episodes. You got to tell me if you have any Thanksgiving plans. That way I can move the dates up.
Yeah, definitely not the week of Thanksgiving because I'm going to be.
Okay, perfect. I'll move the dates up. And then we could pick what topics are going to be for November. But yeah, we had a cool little October. It came and it went. I'll be taking the girls trick-or-treating next week. And that's it.
All right, y'all. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks for staying with us, black guy.
He's a poor guy.
She likes me.
Later.
Peace.